Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today, we continue our look back at 2013 and our study of its problems and how these problems continue on into 2014 and beyond. Today, our problem primarily is NSA spying and what that means for America, for our civil rights, for our Constitution, and so forth. It has been now a little over 6 months since the Edward Snowden NSA spying scandal broke. We've learned a lot of things since then. We've learned that the U.S. government is extremely hostile to our most fundamental civil rights and to the Bill of Rights itself. We've learned that even the Bill of Rights means absolutely nothing to those in government, to those in power. At the same time, we've seen what appears to be alarm developing, that the government has gone too far with its spying. From politicians to technology companies, there's a recognition that the government has gone too far, but then nothing is ever done. Nothing will be done, not in 2014 or beyond. That is a subject for another day, but you hear a lot of squawking, but you see no changes. The tracking is, in fact, getting worse, and where it will lead in 2014 and beyond is indeed frightening. Consumer activities tracking, retail purchases through barcode scans and shelf cameras check the spending habits of every American and track us from one place to another as we go about our daily lives in shopping and buying things. Our public presence, if you're in a city, you are tracked and watched constantly, especially at protest rallies. Behavioral tracking, surveillance cameras, license plate readings, face recognition software all linked together into a common database for instantaneous retrieval. Face recognition means that every individual who goes out into the public is recognized by cameras, tracked and recorded. Officials can scan a crowd and instantly identify each individual present. On social media, you can count on it, folks. They read what you write. They have your metadata, which identifies friends, associates, where they are at what times, their religious affiliation, social activity, political affiliation, their medical evaluations, if they've ever called a psychiatrist, all those things. The NSA even spies on Congress now. We know that for sure from recent testimony. Who runs this country, folks? Who knows everything about everybody? So what does Edward Snowden and his revelations mean for America? Is he a whistleblower entitled to protection, or is he a traitor, as the government says, deserving of prison or worse? Who is shown more honor, Snowden or those who run our national security state? Those people have lied to Congress and to us, trampled our Constitution and Bill of Rights, violated their sworn oaths. So who is the patriot? Snowden probably deserves our appreciation, in my mind, folks, right now, at least as he reveals more and more. It is more and more clear that his act of civil disobedience has revealed a nest of liars who will not stop until each one of us has a barcode and camera that they can scan and watch each movement that we have. For the future, 2014 and beyond, the prospect of privacy appears dead. Privacy, to the extent it still exists, will be dead, and there will be no hiding place from the eyes of the government. This is where we are going, and we are almost there. Is it irreversible? Well, time will tell. Technology in and of itself is not bad, folks. It's actually good. But when it is monopolized in the hands of a malevolent government bent on building a world police state, it is a frightening thing indeed. How did this happen to us? How did we get here? Well, that's a discussion for this coming Friday, folks. Until then, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.